Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch.
Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Football time. Football lunch, that is, here on this Featured Artist Friday. It is Elvis Costello. One more hour to go. Get your songs in. 410-583-1057 Plaza Ford text line. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass. Nate Wiggins goes to the Ravens. Pick 30 out of Clemson. What does Lewis Riddick think of that pick?
I said here on the desk when it happened that this is a guy who plays like a Raven. And that's something that John Harbaugh talks about all the time. That's their DNA down there. What exactly does it mean? It means maximum effort, maximum physicality, positional versatility, and the guy and guys who will run and hit. And this kid has all of that. Big, long, tall, 4.28 in the 40. All the hustle plays that he had at Clemson. Can cover big guys, little guys, play inside, play outside, play the slot, play the corner on the outside. He will fit in perfectly.
All right, Lewis. Sounds like back in our meetings.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with Lewis. I think, Lewis probably watched more film than I watched, but I liked what I saw on a film. You see the toughness, you see the physicality and things, but he's still got stuff that he needs to improve upon. You know, he gets too high at times and stuff, but just he's got the skill. He just needs to be, honed in a little bit, with some coaching. Just get his techniques and fundamentals a little bit.
Now, one of the knocks on Nate Wiggins is he's not all that big physically. He did gain 10 pounds from the combine to his pro day. And here's Nate talking about adding that extra girth a little bit here.
I just feel like it's just more of a weight thing. So when I get in my nutrition, I don't feel like it's going to be a big problem. So I feel like it's going to take time. I mean, I'm 20 years old, so I ain't really already stretched out yet. So I know when I get to my peak, it's going to be scary. So
my question to that would be, Clemson, you got training table, you got, it's unbelievable all the stuff you had. Why is it going to change now with your nutrition when you had it at Clemson? That's what I would want to know from him. And then does he like to work in the weight room? Is he dedicated in the weight room being 173 pounds? Is he a guy that's in there lifting or not? Those are all – because he weighs 173 and he's skinny like that, those are the questions that I'm sure the Ravens – did all their homework on.
Hey, Nate, what's it going to be like reuniting with your former college teammate, Trenton Simpson, this year?
Trenton Simpson, we just talked like about the last one when I was on a visit. He was like, I feel like he's going to be a big role in my part when I get there because, he'll work with me. He know how to carry himself, so he'll be a big role in my part.
Yeah, it's always easier when you know somebody there, somebody that you can trust. And then when you do ask him a question, they're going to give you honest opinion because he was a teammate of yours in college. So I think it always is a good thing, and it makes it easier for the kid.
All right, here's Eric DaCosta talking about the O-line depth and how that might have played a factor in Baltimore going with a DB instead of an OT.
And that's something that, you know, honestly kept me up at night, just because there are a lot of offensive linemen in this draft. There are, you know, a pretty good pool of receivers. But as I would go through and work on all these different, you know, simulations, it became apparent that if we didn't get a corner in the first round, it was going to be challenging to get a really good corner in the second round, third round, fourth round, who could help us right away.
Just listening to that there, Bob, unless an old lineman that they really liked fell, they were going corner. Corner was number one, just because we can get some old linemen in the other rounds. There's no other corner we can get in the later rounds. They're not taking another corner, Bob, in this draft. They got their one. I don't see them taking another guy. And that's why I see probably a couple of old linemen at some point.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch here on this Featured Artist Friday. Let's get to the other players drafted last night. Caleb Williams goes number one to the Chicago Bears. No stunner there, but Rome Odunze dropping to number niner. And they get him as well. And you got DJ Moore. You sign Keenan Allen. You got Cole Kmet. I mean, they've got some weapons on offense. And if Caleb Williams duplicates, even comes close to what he duplicated at the collegiate level as a playmaker, offensively anyway, watch out for Chicago next year.
Well, Bob, just look at Chicago's – look at their receiving core with Keenan Allen, CJ Moore, Roman Odunze. I mean, they're really good, and they got Kmet at tight end. So they've got talent, and the draft just kind of fell. All the quarterbacks going like they – Atlanta saved a lot of guys, Bob. Atlanta did a lot of people a lot of favors.
Yeah, and we'll get to them in a second. Jaden Daniels goes number two to Washington. I mean, we don't know. There's no crystal ball sitting here at 105.7 The Fed, but of all the quarterbacks they've drafted or hoped would come in to save the franchise, is he the closest to being that guy?
Well, RG3 did a hell of a job when he went in there, Bob.
For a year.
Yeah, till he got hurt. So Jaden Daniels would be the best one since then. So, Kirk Cousins did a nice job for them. But, yeah, I mean, when you're picking second and you're getting a quarterback, you're expecting that guy to be around for a while. So, hopefully for them, Bob, that it all works out, because they need to have a franchise quarterback.
A lot of teams trying to move up and get Drake May, but New England held steady and took the North Carolina signal caller. A little raw, maybe inconsistent, but there's upside there for sure.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how they treat this kid, because in reality, Bob, he really should sit the first year. Otherwise, he could get ruined. Because he's got a lot of fundamental work that he needs to do yet, because he's only played 2 years. So that I'll be anxious to see how they handle him.
Marvin Harrison Jr. goes number four to the Cardinals. This is kind of a no-brainer pick. Now, you can nitpick that Neighbors or Odunze might be better, maybe certainly more explosive. But Marvin Harrison, the comparisons to superstar players is undeniable. And by the way, his old man's a Hall of Famer and filling a big need for the Cardinals there.
Oh, yeah. I thought, you know, for them, kind of a no-brainer pick. And I'm sure they had opportunities to move. They wanted Marvin Harrison Jr. And that he will be Kyler Murray's going to love having a big receiver like that all you got to do is throw it up to.
Joe Alt goes five to the Chargers. A lot of talk that teams were looking, and Joe Hertz even said he didn't name the teams that they called and inquired about the possible availability of a Justin Herbert, because you're connecting the J.J. McCarthy dots, but they stay at five and they take Joe Alt, another guy that should plug and play and be a longtime standout. His old man was an outstanding player for the Chiefs.
Yes, he was.
Way back.
And Bob, I mean, like, for them to call, I would think that the dead money hit that the Chargers would have to take, because like, he just signed a new deal, probably $100 million. Like, it's ridiculous. I mean, the Vikings, you can call. Did you look at the numbers? We We can't do that. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's why we came here. It's why this was the best job to get, was because of Justin Herbert.
Malik Nabers goes number six to the Giants. And this where things may, it had a little drama here, because if they would have went McCarthy, and McCarthy himself said he thought he might be going here, they go Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU. That means at least for now, they're committed to Daniel Jones and giving him as much as he needs to succeed here.
Yeah, I was a little shocked. I thought they would probably go J.J. McCarthy there. But Nabers, best receiver they had since Odell.
They haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since 2018. J.C. Latham, 7 to Tennessee. Wide receiver wouldn't have been a bad look here either, by the way, for old Levis.
Receiver would have been good there. But they've been kind of mocked the whole time, Bob, for an offensive lineman. And J.C. Latham, they have the best O-line coach in the league in Bill Callahan. And then for J.C. Latham, he'll make that offensive line pretty good.
And here's where things got crazy. Michael Penix Jr., number 8 to Atlanta.
I mean, when Ken told me the pick, I was like, what? I was like, seriously? You know, I mean, I thought, I still think it's kind of crazy why they would do that. Makes no sense. You know, when you just gave him $100 million guaranteed. And he's 24 years old. And he's had injury history.
Like every limb has been maimed at some point in time during his young football career.
I guess they fell in love with him. They fell in love with him. But if that's the case, you know, you can't love two at the same time.
Well, first thing popped into my brain when I saw this was, this is very Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers-like. And Kirk Cousins, and we'll talk more about this with Vic Carucci in a few minutes. Kirk Cousins, or at least his representatives, had a very Aaron Rodgers-like response to this. Like, what was that again?
Jordan Love.
Excuse me?
Jordan Love wasn't the 8th pick of the draft.
No.
He was like 26.
But my point is, Aaron Rodgers, like, you drafted some help or what? And then Rodgers was so pissed he went out and won 2 more MVPs. Kirk Cousins was figuring, we're going to get a pass rusher. We're going to give me a new receiver. Maybe
they could have had a Dunsier.
Could have picked anybody they wanted. They took a guy who, based in theory, is not going to play. We talked about Adunze to the Bears.
And Bob, you know what's interesting was they didn't tell him till they were on the clock. Because, all right, if you told him earlier, what's the first thing he's going to do? Call his agent. And then what's Mike McCarthy going to do? He's going to tell all the media.
Well, J.J. McCarthy goes number 10 to the Minnesota Vikings, and the jury's out on whether or not he's a franchise guy. And by the way, Minnesota did all right for themselves.
Yes.
Filling a couple of needs, too. So we'll talk more about that with Vic Carucci and the Vikings. They needed a quarterback. They got one. I mean, they got Dallas Turner, who's expected to be a stud. But does Darnold bridge, or does he plug and play here? Is there a competition, I guess, with O'Connell in Minnesota?
I think that McCarthy is, his game is going to transfer real quick. He played in a pro-style offense. I think McCarthy ends up the starter.
And then we all thought Graham Barton was going to wind up in Pittsburgh, but he falls to 26 with Tampa, where he's going to replace the retired Ryan Jensen. But at 20, Fatano falls to them from Washington, the Steelers, who obviously was higher on their draft board right now.
I think, you know, with the Steelers, Bob, I think with Fatano, they got a guy who's a Steeler. You know, he's a tough, nasty, physical dude. He fits perfectly into that off. And what Arthur Smith wants to do, run the football and stuff, I think he fits perfectly there.
Yeah, Nolan, I'm going here. Maybe they got a steal at 20. It's Vinny and Haney. What up? 5-7 the Fan. AL East Report. Talk about what happened last night in the division. Oakland did the Orioles a favor. Look at this weekend's games. And then Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio. Another Funhouse trip. Nolan McGraw. And then Inside Access live from Pickles coming up at 2 o'clock. Followed by Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and Ryan Ripken. Come by, say hello. And as always, don't come empty handed, which you have been so far this year, people.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. AL East. Vinny and Haney.
All right, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Featured Artist Friday. The Orioles just made a roster move, ladies and gentlemen. Now let me make sure I get this one correct here. Ryan McKenna, contract selected from AAA Norfolk. So he's back. Jackson Holliday has been optioned to AAA Norfolk. Catcher David Bunuelos has been designated for assignment. So you needed to DFA him to make room on the 40-man roster for Ryan McKenna, who himself was DFA'd. But McKenna's back. Jackson Holliday hitting 059 with a ribby, a 170 on-base percentage. Will go back down to the minor leagues and try to reestablish himself as an offensive force. So he got called up, got a couple of weeks to get acclimated to major league pitching. Didn't really go that way for him, but he's not a failure. He just learned some lessons, and hopefully those lessons will benefit him moving forward with, we think it's still going to be a very successful major league career. We'll talk more about this during Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Coming up here, Salvo Auto Parts brings us to you. Me, Ryan Ripken, live from Pickles Pub, as we said, as the Orioles and A's get ready for a three-game series, 7:05 first pitch. But let's look back at what happened yesterday in the American League's Eastern Division. The Boston Red Sox were at Cleveland. The Guardians, first place, said, we're going to treat you like a first-place team treats a fourth-place team here.
Drill deep right field. Abreu won't catch it. Goodbye, a grand slam.
That's Bally Sports, obviously, leaning in the Cleveland Guardians direction. 6-4 was the final score as Boston loses at Cleveland. Ramirez, grand slam. A couple of Brennan hit one as well. Cleveland wins that series 2-1. Speaking of 2-1, Kansas City hosting the Blue Jays, and a guy who's still getting it done. Got it done again for KC.
Salvi, baby. Deep left field, he's done it again. 25 RBIs. And by the way, this is game number 26.
I hear you. That's math. A little less than a ribby a game. Bally Sports on the call. Rain shortened, however. 5-inning game, but it was Kansas City 2-1. Salvador Perez, his 2-run jack. The Royals take 3 out of 4 from Toronto at home after the Orioles went there and won 2 out of 3. As you remember, and up in the Bronx last night, I ain't crying about what happened. Former Oriole doing a little damage there.
The 3-2 pitch runner goes, pitch swung on a fly ball to right field, hit well. Going back is Soto at the wall, and it is gone! A 2-run homer for Nevin going the other way, and the A's lead it 3-1.
Tyler Nevin, former Bird, A's radio on the call. 3-1 was the final score as the A's split that 4-game series against the Bronx Bombers there. And with the win, you know, helps the Orioles creep back into first place, which we'll get to here in a second. Both Baltimore and Tampa were off yesterday. Let's see. Today in the division, L.A. Dodgers at Toronto. Blue Jays trying to get right. Boston is hosting the Cubbies up at Fenway. The Red Sox stink on the road at home. They've been all right on the road. You know, his losing to Cleveland didn't help, but still representative there. They've had a ton of injuries, though. Brian Baio went down yesterday, as we talked about on the show. Tampa Bay's at the White Sox, 7:40. Yankees are in Milwaukee. Going to be no easy task for the Bombers, taking on the Brew Crew, who came through Baltimore a couple of weeks ago and took 2 out of 3. And then, as we said, the A's at the Orioles. Orioles right now 16-8, first place in the American League East. They are 8-4 at home. Corbin Burns 3-0 with a .276 earned run average is on the hill for Baltimore. Oakland coming in here 10-16 on the year. They're only 3.5 back because the NL AL West isn't all that great. But Ross Stripling is 0-5 with a 5.34 ERA. But full-on look standings. Orioles percentage points up on New York in the East. Boston's 3 back at 14-12. Toronto's lost 3 in a row. They are 13-13, as are the Rays, both 4 games back. Cleveland 18-7. They're 3.5 up, 2.5 up, I should say, on the Royals, who are 16-10. Detroit's 4 off the pace. Don't look now, the Twins have run 4 in a row, but they're still back. Chicago's 3-22. They've lost 7 in a row, already 15 games off the pace. Seattle is a half game up on Texas in the AL West. NL East, you got the Braves, winners of 3 in a row. They're 2.5 up at 17-6 on the Phillies. In the Central, it's the Brewers, a half game up on the Cubs. Brujas, as we said, taking on the Yankees. Chicago's 1-3 straight. Now, West, it's the Dodgers, winners of 4 in a row, going through Washington. They're 2.5 up on the San Diego Padres. That's your AL East report and your standings report. Just tuning in, Ryan McKenna's back. Jackson Holliday back to Norfolk again. Baltimore baseball tonight coming up at 6. Me and Ron Ripken will talk about that live for Pickles, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. But coming up next, Atlanta took a quarterback at pick number 8. All the needs they had. Michael Penix Jr., not saying he can't play, might have the best spiral in the whole draft class. But Vic Carucci comments on that. And did the Ravens get themselves a steal at pick number 30? And some surprises maybe to look forward to in day 2.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With a draft.
What are you drinking? Vinny. Cake bread, Chardonnay. Haney. Mick Ultra. Vinny and Haney. 105.7. The Fan.
Elvis Costello. Featured artist Fridays, chosen by you, the people. Get your song request in. We're down to one more segment after this. Let's make it a good one at 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Jackson Holliday, option back to the minor leagues. Ryan McKenna's back. We'll get into all of that. Orioles hosting the A's, start of a 3-game series tonight. 7:05, but the NFL draft round 1, done. Next 2 days should be flurried with fun. And here to talk about what happened last night, preview a little bit of what could go on rest of the weekend from NFL Network Radio. He is on the Maryland Sports Commission Fan Hotline. Let's welcome back to the show Vic Carucci. Vic, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
Guys, I'm feeling great. It's fun stuff, the draft. How could it get any better?
Well, let me ask you this. On a stun meter for you, like the rest of us, the pick number 8 last night, Atlanta, Michael Penix Jr., scale of 1 to 10. 10 means you need a standing 8 count from Arthur Mercanti here. How stunned were you when that one was announced?
Oh, the highest level of that meter definitely stunned me, because why does a pick stun you? Because you just don't see that coming. Now, you let it marinate a little bit. You try to figure the logic behind it and what's going on. And, you know, this is where I am. I think number one, you know, they invest $100 million in Kirk Cousins. And obviously that's not chump change. That's substantial. And it told me, as it told the rest of us, there's a commitment for at least a couple of years to see what that veteran quarterback can do to help a team that was so quarterback and has been so quarterback desperate, needy. But the flip side of it is it's a $100 million investment in a guy coming back from an Achilles injury, severe Achilles injury. Maybe he'll recover well, just as we look at what Aaron Rodgers might do, except this is a younger body in Cousins. So is there some question and reasonable question about that? I have no idea. That's up to the medical folks, and I won't pretend that I know more than that, but at least it raises the suspicion of that. And then the player, I think he is absolutely a guy who can supply great quarterback talent. There were a lot of quarterbacking expert types who said, you know, maybe his arm was as good, if not better, than others in this entire class, and could be this really outstanding guy for a long time. I think the age is something to look at. 24 is, you know, as young as it is in real terms, in a couple of years on a rookie contract, it starts to make you wonder if that's what's happening, where he's not seeing the field sooner rather than later. And but if you're Arthur Blank, and again, you've been struggling with relevance because you don't have a quarterback, well, now you can look at your roster and at least feel good about that. And, oh, by the way, one of them is under a rookie contract.
Hey, Vic, six quarterbacks in the top 12 picks. Odds are 50-60% of them are going to fail. Which ones are you the most confident in, and because of the situation and the guy?
I would say that I'm going to start with Williams. I am the most confident in him. I think, and I know that top overall pick thing gets, you know, is probably the most the place where people are the most nervous or expect the most failure, just because history tells us that. But I do think that he has the most NFL-ready ability. I think right after that, you know, I do think that the moving down from there, I do think that you're right. It's about maybe 50-50, but Jaden Daniels showed me enough and showed the rest of us enough that he can amount to an outstanding player. So I think two for two there. I got questions about Drake May.
Me too.
I got big questions when he says when he compares himself to Josh Allen and hasn't played an NFL down, and that's a big comparison. It's not the only reason, but I just think I need to see more. I do think Penix on raw ability has a whole lot to offer, but he may have the benefit of being able to wait and develop. The J.J. McCarthy pick, I know popular people love this. You know, he was getting touted and all of this, but I'm not sure about that. And 10 was probably the right spot for him to fall, but there's a big maybe, big question mark with me with him.
And then Bo Nix.
And Bo Nix, you know, I like Bo Nix for Denver because I like – that he's with Sean Payton. I should have said that earlier. I do like Nix better than McCarthy, and probably in terms of timing, which is what it's all about here. How soon are we going to see these guys make an impact? That's always the question. And I think in that scheme and working with, you know, now Sean Payton's got a guy that he literally can mold from the very beginning in Denver, and you know, without that, it's a problem for Sean because he's trying to instill things like he tried with Russell Wilson. And it was a big fail because I think we all thought it probably would be, just for a lot of circumstances. Whereas with Knicks coming in as a rookie, coming in fully open to the plan that, you know, that Sean Payton's going to deliver, I think that gives it a really good chance of success.
Vic, what's Buffalo try? Are they kind of in a rebuild right now? I mean, you let Kansas City come up, take a receiver, team that, you know, you've been fighting against every year lately, and then you back out of the first. What are they trying to do?
Yeah, look, so two ways to look at that one. The first one is the optic with Kansas City. Of all teams, to let get the, you know, the fastest guy at the combine, mm-hmm. that obviously that Xavier Worthy was, and looking at him as a Tyreek Hill 2.0 type of player, knowing what Andy Reid can do with him, knowing what Patrick Mahomes can do with him, all of that. And that they've been the team to bounce Buffalo out of the playoffs three times, that mountain they just can't climb. That's the worst part of it, I think, that Bills fans had a tough time swallowing. Now, that's just one thing, and honestly, we won't see that play itself out literally until we get to the postseason again, because that's really all you're judging the Bills and their fans are judging them by. It's not what happens so much in the regular season. The expectation is they'll get to the postseason, but do they get past KC? Do they get past Baltimore, et cetera? Okay. The other part of the discussion to me, where you mentioned it and you nailed it as usual, Vinny, it does feel rebuild is probably too strong a word when you've got a franchise quarterback. I call it retooling and maybe like a reshaping on the fly, because you do have Josh Allen. But the fact that they wanted to load up with so many picks beginning tonight and having 10 tonight through tomorrow tells me that, you know, you want to get younger, you want to get cheaper, more cap friendly, and you're leaning on your, you know, where the heart of the draft always exists. All the personnel people like you and others have told us for years, you know, we all focus on that first round, but it's really rounds two and on that are going to define what your team is. This is where I think Brandon Bean is, and Sean McDermott are. They see this as the ability to mine for, they may get a gem, but more importantly, they just want, I think, solid guys that fill out a roster that, again, needs a lot more help than just, you know, receiver position. They need a lot of help on defense. And I think if you and I know you and I had this conversation, Buffalo's problem wasn't their offense in these postseasons not putting them in a position to win. It's been their inability to stop the other guy.
Was the Diggs thing, that was more addition by subtraction? I have a saying, Vic, that if the headache is bigger than the production, you get rid of the headache. I think they got rid of a headache.
Easily. That, you know, the fact that they took some pain by doing that in terms of adding to their cap with the dead money from Diggs, and the fact that they took a second round pick for next year, you know, to me, those were clear signs that it was more about moving on from him than making a great deal to send him off to Houston. So I think there's that. Now, the other part of it is, where does it leave him with receiver? And I think Brandon Bean might not have been blowing smoke a week ago, you know, when he did his pre-draft press conference. And you know how these guys will stand up there, and again, you've been in this position.
Well, they call it the liar's luncheon here.
The liar's luncheon. And he went up there and said, well, we don't have a number one receiver now. You know, he acknowledged that without Diggs. But do we really, you know, he said they didn't necessarily need one. And in light of what they did not do last night, like not make a move up to say, get Brian Thomas Jr., you know, who is the one that maybe would have been the closest in range. And I think the last of the receivers that they had a first round grade on, because they obviously didn't have one on Worthy, or you take him at 28 or you, and then you had another chance to take Leggett at 32 and you pass on that too. So they literally gave those two receivers to other teams, the Chiefs and the Panthers at 32 with Leggett. So that tells me, that maybe he wasn't blowing smoke with that comment.
Vic Carucci, NFL Network Radio, talking about the NFL Draft Round 1 done. Big weekend coming up, however, starting tonight at 7 o'clock in Detroit. Vic, we always appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of the draft, and we'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, always love being with you guys. All
thanks,
right, take care.
Thanks, Vic. There's Vic Carucci, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Come back, Funhouse Trip, Inside Access live from Pickles Pub coming up here at 2 o'clock. Mike Elias going to meet with the media later this afternoon. Jackson Holiday, option back to Norfolk. And then the Orioles get ready for the A's. Corbin Burns looking to go 4-0. We're talking about it here on The Fan. Funhouse.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Put your headphones in and ignore your coworkers. 105.7 The Fan.
See, been waiting all day for this, what haven't you, people? Featured artist Friday, Elvis Costello, is chosen by you, the listeners, for you, Rock Baco. I know you're busy down there. Oreo Park and Camden Yards, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Jackson Holiday, option back to AAA Norfolk, Daniel Banuelos, catcher was DFA'd because Ryan McKenna was recalled from Norfolk and he was added to the 40-man roster. Now we know Holiday struggles, trying to read deeper into it. Does this mean that Austin Hayes is going to be out longer than we anticipated? As McKenna was called up, the upgrade defensively over Heston Kerstad, who I'm assuming is going to be in the lineup tonight with Ross Stripling on the hill. So a newsworthy day, Oriole Park and Camden Yards for the first place Orioles. Taking on the A's, Corbin Burns looking to go 4-0. Hey, mate, we might even see John Means for the end of this weekend. Who really knows? Kyle Bradish scheduled to throw tonight for Norfolk. Cino Perez pitched a couple of days ago down on the farm. So his return is imminent. So you got that. And then the draft resumes tonight. Ravens have two picks today. Nate Wiggins coming in, first round pick, plug and play. What do they do? What do you think? Any trade action? They have two fours, two sevens if they want to get frisky here.
Yeah, I think, Bob, they make their – they'll have their two picks, I think. And I think one of them is definitely an offensive lineman. And the other one wouldn't shock me if it was an O-line. But if it's not an O-lineman, it's I'll say receiver or running back.
Where's that pass rusher coming from?
Probably 4-7. I'm guessing it's a developmental type guy, Bob, that Chuck Smith is put his stamp on.
Inside Access awaits in a matter of minutes, live from Pickles Pub, followed by Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and Ryan Ripken, come by, say hello, and let me stress this. Stone Feltz is going to be there. Forget about Jackson Holiday and Corbin Burns. Stone Feltz is going to be there. So come on down and say hello. Nolan, what do you think of the Jackson Holiday move here?
Can't be too surprised, right?
No.
I mean, we were kind of talking about it for a couple weeks that, hey, if this doesn't improve, when is he going to get set back down? I think the thing for me is that, you know, all right, he's not hitting. That's obvious. But in his at-bats, are they good at-bats? Not really. He's striking out a ton, not even really making contact. There was nothing that you could latch onto and say, all right, he's learning, he's growing. Slowly, but he is growing. It was all strikeouts. So I don't know. Everyone says, what can you gain from facing AAA pitching? I don't know what you gain from striking out three times a night in the majors.
Yeah.
You got to do something.
0.54 is like my scratch-off winning percentage, to be totally honest with you. Hey, Grayson Rodriguez got it handed to him last year. He got sent back to the minors, and he's been one of the best right-handed pitchers in Major League Baseball since. So there's a lot to look for. And you know what I hang my hat on? He's 20. Hello, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Defer to the experts, everybody. Let's go to the Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The rudeness, tuneness, text reader.
Who's the smartest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with Steve and Glenn Burney says, Bob, not a good sign here. One of your possible O's trade candidates, Jesus Luzardo. Scratched from his start today, elbow discomfort.
It's like if you throw a baseball, get ready for an injury. And Lizardo in Miami's having a monster bad season. He would have been a nice little piece, assuming they were looking to dangle. But now he's not placed on ILs yet, but scratch. And he was scheduled to pitch today, as the texter noted. It's bad sign. Bad sign. Bad.
Howard in Baltimore says it's very clear the Ravens are acknowledging Marlon Humphrey is on the downside of his career. They need to definitely get some help for Lamar on that offensive line. Stanley questionable at best. Do you think that the Ravens will trade back to get extra picks and have more volume, or do they try to package and move up better quality?
I think they stay as is. I'm trading up. Possible. I don't think trading back does anything. What are you going to get, more sixths and sevenths? You don't want those, because Eric said there's no depth in the draft. You know, so no. If anything, maybe you trade up a little bit, you know, in the second, third, fourth rounds.
I got one more here. Texter says the offense was doing great even with Holiday struggles, but it's hard to justify his results after a while. Better off giving a guy like Arias, who you know is going to give you quality at-bats, a chance to play.
So what do? Put Westy at second and then move Arias to third?
Could be. I mean, that is where Arias won his gold glove, but Arias has shown great versatility.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable moving Westberg after he just got settled in?
I see a little Connor Norby action moving forward here, perhaps. He had a home run yesterday. I need to play more second base. I know they tried him in the corners there a little bit.
And how could we forget about Georgie? You're just overlooking Georgie.
At second base? Of course I am. You saw the error made the other day. But the Orioles do lead the majors in what categories? Runs scored and homers? Yeah. You can only go up to number one. You can get better, but they're already leading the league. It's a pretty impressive stuff. Corbin Burns on the hill. Ross Stripling, I don't want to jinx him, but earlier this week, Grace Rodriguez was undefeated. Griffin Canning was winless, and that didn't work out. A's, man, they're frisky. But the Orioles looking ahead to the Yankees, not. They're going to handle their business, we hope, tonight. But come on down, say hi to us. Inside Access next. Draft coming up later on tonight as well. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll talk to you on Monday. For now, class is next.
Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
I'm Michael Jenkins, helping you beat the books at BetQL. The Orlando Magic picked up a win on Thursday night, and they will try to even their series with Cleveland on Saturday. Orlando crushed Cleveland by 38 points, but even with that huge margin, the total barely went over the number. The first two games of this series were way under the total, and that's the trend the BetQL model is on. Their five-star play for the NBA this weekend is grabbing the under between Cleveland and Orlando in Game 4 on Saturday. I'm Michael Jenkins. Bet smarter and beat the books with BetQL, and download the BetMGM app today.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their valuable tools, but to protect their professional reputations. For pros, the WeatherGuard badge makes a statement about what drives them. It says, "Bring it on. Been there. Done that. We've got your back," without saying a word. And the folks at WeatherGuard, they're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. See what it means to be driven at WeatherGuard.
Bet you can't do this.
My brother Alex is always trying to one-up me.
I always do.
But when he said the Supreme AC Performance Safety Check can be even...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.